Okay, everybody, it's November 8th, Bill's birthday.
Bill who?
I know, huh? And like I said, today's his birthday, and he got the steak and egg with potatoes, something new, burrito. In the burrito, right, hon?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I got my usual teriyaki chicken bowl.
Which you ain't had in a long time.
I haven't had it in forever.
And even longer.
Mm-hmm. See, Robin and what's her name? Tammy could have been here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
That's possible. Yeah, I guess she could have come with Tammy at one time.
Mm-hmm, she could have. Okay.
That's why it showed up on her thing she'd been here before.
Right.
On her swarm.
And that didn't show up on mine.
Right. That tells me we've never been here before. I don't recognize this layout at all.
Because Vicky said it's new. Oh. Looks new. Okay. I think it's been here a while.
It has, but it could have been remodeled.
Yeah, that could be.
Looks nice.
Mm-hmm. Here's some napkins, hon, if you need them. Oh, I haven't had this in
pretty good. I like this melted cheese in here.
All right.
Melted cheese and eggs. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like covering an omelet.
Mm-hmm. Except in a burrito. That's like a breakfast in a burrito.
It's a handheld omelet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I've had this in forever.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We hear it. In case they didn't say it, we hear it, Jack in the Box. Man, I tell you, this place is really convenient to where Robin is. She's convenient to everything walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting across Boulder Highway. But
I know, that sucks.
She's got friends to go with, too.
Yep.
No, you wouldn't like this because it has big pieces of broccoli in it.
Yeah, if they could make it without the broccoli, mm-hmm. It'd be great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it. It has rice and carrots and chicken and broccoli.
Yep. Everything else is good.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That broccoli's gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta go. 20 miles away.
Mm-hmm. He also has got potatoes and eggs and steak and cheese.
Yep.
Is there like a sauce or anything? Or is it just...
No, there's melted cheese in it.
Yeah.
Doesn't really need a sauce.
Mm-mm.
Some people like to put sauce in it and let it run through.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could have done that, but I wanted to see what it tasted like by itself.
Mm-hmm. wondering if this has brown rice or white rice.
It's brown.
Oh, it's good. This is better for you than...
Well, it is. White. Yep. Killed it.
I got a ways to go.
I know you do. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
they changed the bowl.
What?
They changed the bowl.
Really? How?
It's black, I know, but it's just the bowl looks different than it used to.
Oh.
It's got like a rough finish and no grooves in it.
Okay.
Did they say chicken salad? Uh-oh.
Chicken salad.
Hmm?
What, chicken salad?
Yeah, so, uh-oh.
Oh, yep.
I think the sodas at Del Taco taste weird. They have a funny taste. I don't know if it's the cup or what it is. Taco Bell.
Hmm?
I think the sodas at Taco Bell taste weird.
Mm. You think? Well, they could, because I mean they're.
I know they're Pepsi, but.
Yeah, but I don't know how they commingle the sodas to, you know, to the same, like whether they all are tied to the same faucets or whether they don't clean them enough or they change them around.
And was that enough for you?
I'm letting it kind of sit and see if it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
That certainly was good, though.
Mm.
Never get
I knew you'd like it.
Yeah. I never get tired of burritos.
Uh-uh.
I don't know why. I guess I have a little Mexican in me. See?
You don't have Tex-Mex out here.
No,
Cindy lives in Houston, and they have Tex-Mex down here.
Oh, definitely down there.
I don't know what the difference is.
Hotter.
Mm-hmm. Surely likes Tex-Mex better than out west Mexico.
Right, than gringo food. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say gringo.
Well, the stuff we eat is generally
but I'm talking about, well, you can't say El Pollo Loco.
That's still gringo.
Is it? Really?
It's not real. I mean, it's Mexican, but it's Americanized. You know, it's Anglicized.
What Mexican restaurants aren't Americanized then? Can't say Chipotle because that's nationwide.
Right. Well, because see, even like, you know, like Del Taco and
that's gringo.
They're all chains, and so they have to kind of sanitize it for the American palate.
Yeah, I understand that.
But. I think the only way you're going to get real authentic Mexican is to find these little hole in the walls that are run by Mexicans who understand how Mexican food is really prepared. But you're not going to get that in a chain food place. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
I mean, stuff I like is unfortunately, you know, gringo food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even Tex-Mex is.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know what was interesting about Tex-Mex is, okay, they have it a lot down on the Texas border. You can probably find it in Arizona as well. Arizona.
Oh, okay.
New Mexico.
But not here.